Good morning.
早晨好。
Let's read a few scriptures before we start this morning, or as we start.
在我们开始之前，想请大家先读一些经文。
First one, I hope everybody in here is memorized.
第一节我希望大家已经记住了。
Galatians 2:20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
So, Book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
I know this is one the young people often memorize. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me.
加拉太书二章二十节，我今与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。并且我如今在肉身活着，是因神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And then we're going to read a number of verses in Hebrews chapter 11.
然后我们要读希伯来书十一章。
So Hebrews chapter 11, we'll begin with verse 1.
我们从希伯来书十一章第一节开始。
And we'll actually, we'll do this in sections of verses. So we'll do Hebrews 11, 1 to 3.
所以我们把它分开几次来读，先读11章1到3节。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen, for by it the men of old gained approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, and so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据，我们因着信就知道诸世界是藉神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
Verse 6,
然后第六节。
And without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him.
第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And we'll read verses 8 to 12.
然后8到12节。
By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead at that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同门一个应许的以撒雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。因着信连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数还能怀孕，因他以为那应许他的是可信的，所以从一个仿佛已死的人生出子孙，就如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。
Now verses 13 to 16, all these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own.And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着应许的，却从远处望见，却欢喜接受。又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还可以有回去的机会。 他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上。所以神被称为他们的神并不以为耻，因为他已经为他们预备了一座城。
Now verses 17 to 19,
17到19节。
By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, In Isaac your descendants shall be called. He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type.
亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这便是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。问到这儿子，曾有话说，从以撒生的才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子了。
And then finally, verses 39 and 40.
最后39到40节。
In all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
这些人都是因信得了美好的证据，却仍未得着所应许的。因为神为我们预备了更美的事，叫他们若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
So last time I shared with you back in January, we talked about the kingdom of God.
所以上一次一月份我跟大家交通的时候，我们说到神的国。
Specifically, living in the kingdom of God and living in that kingdom today.
或者更确切的说，是活在神的国里面，活在今天。
And as a reminder, the kingdom is not eating and drinking or the temporal things of the world.
所以再次提醒大家，就是神的国不在乎吃喝，也不在乎世俗的事。
But rather it's expressing the very nature and character of our Lord Jesus Christ.
而是要说出我们基督所特有的性格。
We are children of the kingdom, so it's our rightful place to dwell in the kingdom.
因为我们是神的国的子民，所以我们当然要活在神的国里。
According to the provision that the Lord Jesus has made for us.
而是靠着神的而靠着我们主耶稣的供应或者恩赐。
And this kingdom is not of this world, but we can dwell there while we live on this earth.
这个国并不属于这个世界，但是我们今天还在这个世界当中的时候，却可以活在这个国里。
Now, a kingdom has to have a king.
所以我们看到任何一个国都需要有一个王。
So if we take kingdom or king out of kingdom, we're just left with the dumbs.
那所以我们如果这个国除去了这个王，那我们就一无所有了。
Okay, that was to see if you're awake.
我这里我要想试验一下你是不是打瞌睡。
But it's absolutely essential that a kingdom have a king.
最重要的对一个国来说，最重要的就是有这样一位王。
And the kingdom of God has one king.
So we, 我们神的国里面有一位王。
And that one king is our Lord Jesus Christ.
而这位王就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He has been established by the Father to permanently sit on the throne.
他被父神所立，永久的坐在那宝座上。
And further, our King, the Lord Jesus, has made full provision for each and every one of us to live in that kingdom with him.
而我们的主耶稣基督有完全的供应，让我们每一位都能可以活在这个神的国里。
To live under that rulership.
来活在他的权柄之下。
The Son of God who loved me and who gave himself up for me.
神的儿子爱我，并为我舍己。
He has put this old man to death, this old nature.
他把我们的老我，我们老的性情都除掉。
And he provides a new life.
他也给了我们一个新的生命。
A new life for us to live by.
给了我们这样一个生命，我们可以靠着过活。
We have been crucified in Christ. Praise the Lord.
我们在基督里面已被同钉十字架，感谢主。
And because we've been crucified in Christ, we've been delivered from the bondage of this sin and this self-life that naturally comes.
因着我们已经与主同钉十字架，所以我们今天已经脱离了我们的罪和我们的老我。
We have been set free.
我们已经得以自由。
And on this basis now, we have been chosen as a people, declared a royal priesthood, and are being made into a holy nation.
所以我们今天就成为被拣选的族类，有君尊的祭司，来成为一个圣洁的国度。
So our brother shared the last couple of weeks on this. Thought of what it means of who we are and what it means to be a royal priesthood.
我们的弟兄在过去几个星期当中与我们交通到做有君尊的祭司到底是什么意义。
And they used 1 Peter 2:9 to specifically look at who we are.
用彼得前书二章九节来提醒我们。
We've been cleansed by the Lamb and restored back to communion with our Lord.
我们被羔羊的宝血所洁净，来回到与神的交通的里面。
Which is God's purpose to have communion with man.
与神有交通是神的心意。
Where now we have the opportunity to enter into this intimate, personal relationship with our Lord.
所以今天我们有这样一个机会，进入与我们主亲密的交通的里面。
And where each and every one of us has both the privilege and responsibility to take up this royal priesthood.
所以我们每一个人都有这样的权柄，也有这样的职分，来尽这个祭司的本分。
To serve and to worship our Lord Jesus.
来侍奉，来敬拜主耶稣。
And to serve one another through this life that He's given.
也通过这个生命来相互服侍。
Just as a reminder, 1 Peter 2:9 reads, But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession.
所以彼得前书二章九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，是要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
是要叫你们宣扬那出你们入黑暗，出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So this morning I'd like to share with you some thoughts on being God's own possession.
所以我今天要给大家交通到什么叫做属神的子民。
Or being the Lord's people.
成为属神的子民。
And as the Lord's people, We should be 100% totally dependent upon His Holy Spirit.
作为属神的子民，我们必须100%完全的来依赖圣灵。
To mature in Christ and to fulfill His purpose, which is both His purpose for today and for eternity.
让我们在基督里面有长成的身量，来完成神在我们身上的心意。这心意是从今日直到永远的。
We must be a dependent people.
所以我们必须完全依靠。
And it is really a wonderful thing to be dependent.
而其实依赖神是一个美好的事。
When we're actually born originally, it is in a very dependent state as a helpless baby.
当我们是婴孩的时候，我们是完全依靠的。
And yet we have this very nature in us that wants to be independent.
但是我们里面的天性好像要成为独立的。
And as we learn to walk and as we become educated,
当我们学会走路，我们受了教育以后，
and as we develop physically, we want to do our own will.
当我们身量长成的时候，我们愿意按照我们自己的心意而行。
We think we know better.
因为我们想我们知道的比别人更好。
And then we have this wonderful verse, Galatians 2:20.
然后我们就有加拉太书二章二十节来提醒我们。
Galatians 2:20 reveals to us this secret of how to live a dependent life.
给我们看到一个这样完全依赖生命的秘密。
So we really want to consider in light of that two thoughts this morning.
所以我要跟大家交通到两点。
The first is taking hold of or possessing that which is taken hold of us.
可以得着耶稣所要得着我们的。
So taking hold of that which is actually taking hold of us first.
所以我们要得着那一位我们所属的。
And then the second is that a life of dependence leads us into God's fullness.
然后这样一个完全依赖的生活让我们可以进入神丰满的心意。
So first this thought of taking hold of what has taken hold of us.
首先我们要思想这一件事得着那一位我们所属的。
So 1 Peter 2:9 tells us we are God's own possession.
所以彼得前书二章九节里面说到我们是属神的子民。
He has taken hold of us.
他得着我们。
Now possession means to have full control over.
当得着的时候就是完全掌权。
And God has made us His own possession.
所以神让我们成为属他的子民。
It was the Lord that created us and then sacrificed himself on our behalf.
因为我们的主创造了我们，也为我们舍己。
He who knew no sin took all of our sin upon himself.
他是完全无罪的，但是他为我们背负了所有的罪。
He willingly offered himself to be nailed to the cross.
他舍己被钉在十字架上。
Crucified that he might redeem us back through the blood of the Lamb.
被钉十字架，所以他可以用他的宝血来买赎我们。
And then the Father raised Jesus up again.
而父神从死里面让主耶稣复活。
And through his provision, the Lord Jesus has made it possible for the Holy Spirit now to come and dwell in our hearts.
所以因着主的供应，我们今天可以有圣灵来住在我们当中。
So now we can declare we have been crucified and raised with Christ.
所以我们今天可以说我们已经与主同钉并且同复活。
We have a new life available.
我们有一个新的生命。
A holy life, a righteous life.
一个圣洁的生命，一个公义的生命。
A loving life that is intended to proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
有这样一个生命可以叫我们宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Now, while the Lord has made this full provision, we have to receive this gift.
而虽然主给了我们这样完全的供应，我们必须来接受。
And that's where the problem seems to often be.
这也许是往往是我们的问题。
We've been taken, this life has sort of taken hold of our hearts in some way.
这一个生命抓住了我们的心。
And yet we have failed to take hold of this that's taken hold of us.
但是我们却没有抓住这一位我们所属的。
Too often we seem to be swayed by our feelings or emotions.
很多的时候受我们的情感所影响。
Or impacted by our circumstances.
或者受我们周围环境的影响。
We possess that which is of the world instead of that which is of God.
我们紧紧抓住世上的事而不是神。
So my grandson Joshua gave me a beautiful picture of this a few days ago.
我的孙子约书亚他给了几天前给了我这样一幅图画。
In really a very simple way.
其实很简单。
So I was holding him, and he firmly held in one hand a toy car.
我抱着他，他的一个手抓着一个玩具车。
And he had a firm grasp on that, and in the other hand, he had this red ball, and he had a good hold on both of these.
所以他一手抓着一个车，另外一手抓着一个红的球。
And so as I carried him, and as he hung on tightly to these toys, these possessions that he temporarily had.
所以当我抱着他，他当然紧紧抓住他暂时所拥有的这两件玩具。
I brought him to three helium balloons that were tied to a chair and kind of floating just perfect height to him.
所以我让他看到有三个那个氦气那个气球就在那个房间里面。
So we came to those balloons and his eyes got really big.
所以当他看见这个气球的时候，他的眼睛就变得很大。
Even bigger than normal.
当然比平常大很多。
So he looked at those balloons and he looked back at me.
他看着那些气球又回转过头来看我。
And he looked again, he looked back at me and he still held on to those two toys.
他看着我但是他手里还是紧紧抓着原来那两个玩具。
And then he tried to reach out and grab those balloons without letting go of either of the toys.
他去抓那个气球但是又不想把那个玩具的那个车放掉。
And it didn't work very well.
那当然这样不行。
Now he could hit them and he could get a little amount of amusement, but he was also very frustrated.
他可以玩那个气球，但是他抓不住他们，所以他有一点沮丧。
And this went on for a while.
所以过了一会儿。
And then finally he dropped both toys so he could grab hold of these balloons.
所以最后他把他的玩具完全扔掉，所以他可以抓住那个气球。
And he shook and he played with these balloons and he was quite overjoyed.
所以他当他玩气球的时候，当然他就很高兴。
He had let go of these other toys in order to grab this prize that was right before him.
所以他把他原来玩具车扔掉，所以他才可以抓住那个气球。
And he entered a joy that he could not have entered into as long as he continued to hold on to these other.
所以他如果还是抓住他原来那个玩具车的话，他就不可能进入这样一个喜乐。
So even though I brought it right before him, he could not take hold of it until he let go of these other things that he thought.
虽然我把气球原来就已经放在他的面前，但是除非他把他手里原来那些玩具车和球扔掉的话，他就不可能得到这个喜乐。
So usually we hold on tight to something.
我们也一样，我们往往抓住什么东西。
Because in fact it has a certain type of hold upon us.
因为这些东西往往抓住我们的心。
We find ourselves, I think, often in that place in our earthly lives.
所以我们在地上过活的时候，这就是我们的光景。
We even grasp onto things of the world that we don't recognize.
我们也许抓住世上的东西，我们都不自知。
We long for or we're attracted by these things of the world.
我们被世上这些事所吸引。
And then we attain them and we somehow think we've gained some great prize or treasure.
所以当我们得到的时候，好像我们得到了什么珍宝。
Now it may be something physical in the world or it may just be my opinions, my thoughts, my will.
也许这是这世上的物件，也许只是我的意见，我的想法，或者我的旨意。
And the Lord, through His mercy and His grace, is working to save us, the salvation of our soul, and to deliver us from these bondages that grip the natural man.
而神因着他的恩典和信实，他要救我们的属血气的人，来脱离这些属世的东西。
The Lord wants to grow us up in Christ and make us His own possession.
神要我们在基督里面长成，来成为属神的子民。
It's really a provision of His love.
这是他在爱里面的供应。
And He pours out that love to draw us ever closer to Himself.
所以他像我们这样倾倒他的爱，让我们来更靠近他。
And He wants us to grab hold and not let go.
他要我们抓住他，并不松开。
Much like Jacob when he wrestled with the Lord.
就像雅各和神摔跤的时候。
The Lord has wrapped His arms around us and He's grabbed hold of something in our heart.
他我们的神用双臂紧紧抓住我们，也抓住我们的心。
But often we can't take hold of that provision that He's brought right before us.
但是我们往往不能抓住神放在我们面前的这样一个供应。
Things of the world or this self life seem to have a grip upon us.
而世上的时候，我们属血气的老我，然后往往让我们离开神。
But He's put this desire in our heart that we want to reciprocate. We want to take hold of that which has taken hold of our hearts.
所以，但是他的爱在我里面，让我们向神有回应。我们要来抓住他。
Now we may recognize that He has paid the price.
我们也许认识到他为我们付了所付的代价。
We may see that He is Lord and He is worthy to be praised.
我们也许认识到他是我们的主，是配得我们赞美的。
We can even come together as we did the last hour and just worship our Lord.
也许我们可以一起来到，就像我们刚刚前面擘饼聚会的时候，一起来敬拜他。
Worship Him as a response of love to the fact that He first loved us.
因着他先爱了我们，所以我们向他有回应。
And yet there's even more that He desires.
但是他在我们 身上的心意超远超于此。
He wants us to realize that we are His possession.
他要我们认识到我们是属他的。
And to take hold of Him in His all-sufficient grace.
我们要来紧紧抓住他和他够用的恩典。
There is nothing that compares to taking hold of Christ.
抓住没有任何的事能与抓住主耶稣相比。
Song of Solomon in chapter 7 verse 10 puts it this way, I am my beloved's and His desire is towards me.
就像雅各七章十节里面所说的，我属我的良人，他也恋慕我。
What a blessing to realize that we are God's possession.
让我们认识到我们是属神的子民的时候是何等的祝福。
And that His desire is for that oneness with us.
他愿意与我们同归于一。
But too often it seems we still hang on to that which is fading away.
但是往往我们还是抓住这个世上要被抛弃的事物。
And the result is that we do not satisfy the one that has paid all for our behalf.
而这样的结果，我们就没有满足那一位为我们付了极重无比代价的主。
We remain frustrated sometimes because we're not living up to the potential and purpose for which we were created.
很多的时候我们往往会觉得沮丧，因为我们没有对得起那位为我们备选和旨意恩召的主。
We have been crucified with Christ And we no longer have to live in this bondage.
我们已经与主同钉十字架，所以我们不再被这世上的事所捆绑。
But the question is, does the pursuit of our career still have a hold on our heart?
但是我们所谓的职业是不是还抓住我们的心？
Does the pursuit of money still have some kind of hold on our heart?
而追求金钱也是不是抓住我们的心？
Or the desire to achieve some kind of status in this world?
或者说在这个世界上得着某种地位。
Now that does not mean that we do not work very diligently.
但这并不是说我们不辛勤工作。
We are to do our best every day unto the Lord.
我们每天都要为着主来尽力。
Colossians 3:23-24 reminds us, whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. It is the Lord Christ whom you serve.
格罗西书三章二十三到二十四节，无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因为你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主耶稣。
So whatever we work on diligently, honestly, with integrity is as service unto the Lord.
所以我们辛勤工作诚实是为着侍奉我们的主。
Have you ever thought about your assignments at work being from and for the Lord?
你有没有想到你工作当中的那些所做的事其实是从主来的？
Carrying out those assignments faithfully is serving the Lord, just like serving him in the house or serving him at home.
所以来完成这些事情是来其实就是来侍奉主。
Or even if you're buying groceries,or buying supplies at Home Depot, have you considered that is unto the Lord?
所以其实你甚至是在即使是买菜或者在 Home Depot 买东西的时候，这些也都是来侍奉主。
Do we think about doing those things in a spirit of prayer and in communion with the Lord?
当我们做这些时候，有没有想到用灵里面的祷告来求圣灵的引领？
The Lord is very interested in even buying light bulbs because he's very interested in unbroken communion with his people.
我们的主愿意与我们有不间断的交通，所以即使你是在买订灯泡的时候，主也与你同在。
Do we talk to the Lord about everything?
我们是不是把万事都带到主的面前？
And stay in that communion with the Lord whatever we're doing.
而与主有这样不间断的交通。
When we do, then we're even prepared to interact with those that we may see at the store or interact and demonstrate the life of the Lord to those in the world.
所以如果我们这样交通的时候，即使我们是在商店的里面，主的生命也可以从我们里面彰显出来。
It is the life of Christ that he desires to display through us.
所以他的生命愿意借着我们来彰显。
Now if we do that, the world will recognize.
所以如果我们这样做的话，世人就会看见。
And there may be times even when the world promotes or rewards that behavior.
甚至事实上他们也许会来赞美，或者说赞美你，因着你这样的表现。
Because it is so different than the world.
因为这与众人世人所不同。
However, our heart is not to be possessed by those things.
但是我们的心不应被这些属世的事所占据。
Our heart is to be possessed by the Lord, and our desire is to be for the Lord.
我们的心应该被我们的属所占据，而我们所做的一切都是为着主。
Not trying to climb the corporate ladder higher and higher.
不是在公司争取更高的职位。
Not striving for position or money.
不是为了职位或者报酬。
Not trying to be recognized.
不是来得人的赏识。
Now you will have to make difficult decisions at times.
有的时候你也许会做一些很困难的决定。
But as you inquire of the Lord, he desires by his Holy Spirit to guide your path.
但是当你来求问主的时候，他就会让圣灵来引领我们。
Decisions such as when you work hard and diligently at your job.
当你在辛劳工作的时候，
But then you leave on time to have dinner with your family or to make the prayer meeting.
然后你下班 与家人一起共享晚餐。
You may be accused of not being devoted to the company.
也许有人会说你没有100%完全的来辛劳为着公司。
And praise the Lord when that is an accurate statement.
感谢主，如果那是一个很精确的描述的话。
Or it may be after you've worked so hard and diligently that you're passed up on a promotion.
也许你这样如此辛劳工作，但是并没有得到升职或者加薪。
Or a raise.
或加薪。
Do you still praise the Lord?
你是不是还能来赞美主？
Praise the Lord, He may be delivering you from something that's going to even be more demanding and take away from your time with Him.
也许主让你离开这样一个 情景，因为你也许会在工作当中必须要花更多的时间，而没有时间与主交通。
The world is seeking to enslave us, to distract us.
因为这个世界要让我们成为他的奴隶。
But are we willing to lay those desires and aspirations aside?
那我们愿不愿意把这些属世的想法放到一边？
Are we willing to say, like our Lord Jesus, not my will, but your will be done, Lord?
我们是不是愿意和主一样来说，不是我的心意，愿你的旨意成就？
Are we willing to lay down the desire for where we think our children should go to the university?
我们是不是可以把我们所认为的我们孩子应该去哪里上大学放到一边？
Or even if they should pursue higher education.
他们是不是要得更高的学位？
Are we willing to lay down and lay aside our desire for our career?
我们是不是可以把我们的职业的目标放到一边？
And to lay down our desire for what career we think our children should pursue.
和我们儿女的所谓的职业道路。
Are we willing to stop debating with our wife concerning who is right?
我们是不是可以停止与我们的妻子争论谁对谁错？
For the sake of unity.
为着在主里面的合一。
Or to forgive a brother or sister who we think has wronged us.
或者来宽恕一位弟兄姊妹得罪我们的弟兄或者姊妹。
All for the sake of unity and the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
为着在主里面的合一和的见证。
Are we like Abraham that's looking beyond this world for that city with foundations?
是不是可以像亚伯拉罕一样，不看这个世界，而是看天上那座城？
That city that has, whose architect and builder is God.
而这个城是神所建造、所经营的。
This is our rightful home, but we have to see it with our spiritual eyes.
这是我们的家，但是我们只有在属灵的眼睛里面才能看见。
And then by faith we take hold of this fact that we are crucified with Christ.
而因着信，我们可以这样认识到，我们已经与主同钉十字架。
And by faith we recognize His will is perfect and is perfecting us for eternity.
而我们知道他的心意是完全的，他要也要为我们预备永生。
Exercising that type of faith takes a dependent life.
这样操练信心需要一种依赖的生活。
Depending solely on the Holy Spirit.
来完全的依赖圣灵。
Depending on that one who is working in my life.To fulfill the Lord's purpose for which He created us.
来依赖这圣灵是在我的里面做工，然后我可以来完成主在我们里面的心意。
And then the life I live in this flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
所以在地上过活的时候，我就可以靠着信来过活。
And as we read, faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
所以我们刚刚读到，信是所望之事的实底。
The conviction of things not seen just with physical eyes.
是未见之事的确据。
And by faith, we can take hold of this one that's taken hold of us.
所以因着信，我们可以来依赖这一位我们所属的。
And there we enter the blessing of dependence.
所以我们就可以进入那依赖所带来的祝福的里面。
Total dependence comes from hanging on to the Lord Jesus who is hanging on to us.
所以我们完全的依赖就来自于我们紧紧抓住这位主，他也抓住我们。
And then we can be at rest.
我们可以得以安息。
There's no reason to be anxious when we are following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在靠着圣灵的引领，我们可以一无焦虑。
Dependent on the one that is all wise, all knowing, all seeing, almighty.
为着那全知、全足、全能的神。
And when we're clinging to the Lord, our hands are not open to cling to something else.
当我们紧紧抓住主的时候，我们的手就没有空再来抓别的东西。
That's why it's absolutely critical to begin each day taking hold of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们每天早晨都需要开始我们新的一天之前，我们都需要紧紧抓住主的话。
Beginning the very first thing of getting into the Word of God, talking to the Lord Jesus.
来抓住主的话，来与主有交通。
Praying and listening to what He is saying to us.
祷告也来听他要向我们说什么话。
Grabbing hold right away before something else grabs hold of us.
所以我们要抓住那个对的东西，在我们抓住任何别的东西之前。
Grabbing hold of the Lord Jesus before we grab hold of our cell phone.
当我们去抓我们的手机之前，我们要抓住我们的主。
Starting to talk to Jesus and fill our thoughts with that which is of the Lord.
当我们开始与主交通的时候，我们就会把别的不属于在耶稣以外的想法都除掉。
Before we start taking on the things of the world and things that we need to do.
所以在我们进入这个世界做属世的事之前。
When we begin with that communion with the Lord, then we can go forth and do even the things of the world in the life of Christ.
所以当我们与主有这样交通的时候，我们就可以在这个世上靠着主的灵。
And that's what enables us to even go forth even when we don't know where we're going.
所以很多的时候，即使我们不知道我们要去哪里，圣灵就给我们指路。
Even if we don't know exactly where the Spirit is leading us.
很多时候我们也许并不知道圣灵要带我们确切的去哪里。
We can be completely confident if we know it is His Holy Spirit that's leading.
但是只要我们知道是圣灵在引领，我们就可以完全信赖。
And we need to learn to take hold of that provision He's given us.
我们需要来抓住主这样给我们的供应。
Secondly, as we take hold of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们来说抓住主耶稣的第二点。
And as He grows us up in this relationship, in this life of dependency.
所以当他们让我们在这个学习依赖的这个生命当中成长的时候，
It is through a life of dependence that we enter into God's fullness.
因为我们只有靠着这样完全依赖的生命，才能进入神的丰满的里面。
This is Abraham's story.
这是亚伯拉罕的故事。
Living a life of flesh that exhibited the very life and character of Christ.
虽然活在肉体的里面，但是彰显了主的生命。
Living a life that proclaimed the excellencies of Him who has taken us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
来彰显那一位救我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Now Abraham was not perfect.
当然亚伯拉罕并不完美。
He was really no different than any of us in his beginning.
当他开始的时候，他与我们众人没有什么区别。
However, he grew into this state of total dependency.
但是他进入这样一个完全依赖的状态。
Trusting the one that had taken hold of his heart.
来完全信赖那一位抓住他心的主。
Knowing that the Lord would fulfill the promises that he made.
因为他知道主会完成他所应许的。
Abraham's beginning was actually very much in the world.
亚伯拉罕也是从这个世界开始的。
His family was very successful in the world as idol makers in the land of Ur.
他们家是在地上一个叫乌尔的地方很成功的做偶像的人。
And Ur was a very famous center of wealth at that time.
而乌尔当时是经济和财富的中心。
But it was also a very sinful place full of idol worship.
当然也是一个罪大恶极的地方，因为有太多的偶像敬拜。
And then we have this record that the God of glory appeared to Abraham.
但是我们知道神的荣耀向亚伯拉罕显现。
When Abraham saw the God of glory, his heart was captured.
当他看见这荣耀的时候，他的心就被抓住。
Something took hold and just he had to respond.
因为这样的这荣耀抓住了他，他必须有回应。
The Lord saved Abraham and then he called him to come out of that country.
神救了亚伯拉罕，让他离开本地。
And he called him to go to a land that he would show him.
他要带他去一个地方，神要向他显明。
And Abraham obediently went out.
所以亚伯拉罕就顺服了。
Not knowing where he was going.
甚至都不知道他要去哪里。
But by faith he began that journey to the promised land.
但是因着信，他就开始去应许之地。
But to do that he had to give up what he had there in Ur and leave it behind.
所以他就要放弃他在地上的，并把世界抛在脑后。
He had to set aside his ideas, his thoughts, his will.
他也要把他的自己的心意，他的想法放到脑后。
And Abraham was actually relatively up in age at this time, so there was a lot of things, as we know, as we get old, we get a lot of things just set, right? And we,
亚伯拉罕当时已经年长了，所以当你年长的时候，你已经有很多的东西。
And we have to have the Lord come and show us, and then by His grace to set aside those thoughts, those ideas.
所以因着主的恩典，才能让我们把这些想法抛到脑后。
Abraham went out and left what was a very comfortable life.
亚伯拉罕当时在地上过一个相对来说很舒服的生活。
And he set out as a wanderer or a sojourner living in tents.
然后他就去做一个寄居的，住在帐篷里面。
But he saw a glimpse of that which was unseen.
但是他看到他所不见的有这么一瞥。
About 9 days ago, I was driving from here to Waco.
大概九天之前，我从这里开车去 Waco.
And as we drove through the Bryan College Station area,
当我开车经过那个农工大学那个地方的时候，
there was an extremely heavy fog and mist.
当时有很重的雾。
It was very dark. You could barely see the outlines of the buildings that were right up on the frontage road of the highway.
这样重，你甚至都看不见那个高速公路两边的那个建筑。
Now it was quite remarkable because it was 12 noon, the middle of the day.
当时是中午的十二点。
And so I was amazed at just how dark and how heavy this fog was.
所以我很惊奇看到这个雾是这样的浓，是这样的黑。
But despite those clouds, that thick fog, the thought that I had was the sun was still shining.
虽然我看到这样重的雾，但是我知道在事实上那个太阳还在上面高照。
The sun was shining with the same strength, power, heat that it shines with every day.
太阳还是一样提供光亮能量。
Now that was not my experience at that time.
当然不是我当时的经历。
But it was a fact and I knew it was a fact.
但是这是一个事实，我所知道的。
And it is a fact that the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, is firmly seated on the throne.
但也是这样一个事实，主耶稣，神的儿子，今天坐在宝座上。
It does not matter what my perceptions are of my surroundings, of my circumstances.
这与我的想法，我的环境都完全无关。
It does not matter what I think things appear sometimes.
也与我所看见的那些事无关。
The Lord Jesus is absolutely seated on the throne.
主耶稣坐在高天宝座上为王。
And He has made full provision for me to dwell in His presence.
他也给我完全的供应，让我可以活在他的同在的里面，在他的天国的里面。
To live moment by moment in His kingdom.
每时每刻都活在他的国里面。
That is what Abraham understood.
这也是亚伯拉罕当时所懂的。
It did not matter what his surroundings looked like.
这与他周围的环境无关。
It did not matter that he did not know the exact plan or where he was going.
这甚至都与他当时并不知道他确切要去哪里无关。
He understood the Lord was on the throne and had a perfect will and was leading.
所以他知道主坐在宝座上，他靠着他的主，因着他的心意来引领。
He understood that the Lord had taken possession of him.
因为他知道主，他属于主。
And he began to walk then in faith and in response to that call and work of the Lord.
所以他就在信心的里面靠着信心来行走。
Now he did not immediately do everything right.
他甚至开始都没有说做所有对的事情。
He had to be taught by the Spirit this life of complete dependence.
他需要圣灵来教导他怎么样来过一个完全依赖的生活。
So we know at least twice he acted independently related to who his wife was.
我们也知道他两次撒谎，为着他那个妻子撒拉。
We see him twice lie about Sarah being his sister instead of his wife.
他两次说那个 Sarah 是他的妹妹，而不是他的妻子。
Now where there was this little nuance that she was the daughter of his father.But not his mother.
当然，撒拉是他父亲的后代，而不是他母亲的后代。
So it was sort of a half truth, or at least Abraham tried to deceive himself of that.
所以这里面有一半好像是事实，亚伯拉罕来自欺欺人。
But the whole truth was that she was his wife.
但是完全的事实是说她是他的妻子。
And Abraham did not speak the whole truth because he feared the people of the world the of that area would kill him.To take his wife.
亚伯拉罕不敢讲出这样的事实，因为他担心这世上的人要杀了他，而把他的妻子带走。
In that instance, he feared man more than he feared God.
在那一个时刻，他害怕人过于害怕神。
And both times his sin was exposed and made public.
那很两次，他的罪都被显明。
It was laid out, and he was.Publicly embarrassed and forced to admit his sin.
所以他必须来承认。
But the key was Abraham did not make excuses.
但是亚伯拉罕没有因此而作为一个借口。
When we make mistakes, they are really wonderful opportunities.
当我们犯错的时候，这也是一个机会。
Opportunities to see where we've acted independently and then repent and be restored to this communion with the Lord.
让我们看到当我们要想独立自主的时候那我们就必须来悔改来回到与神的交通的里面
to come back to that position of dependence upon our Lord
来回到那个完全依赖的生命的里面
dependence upon the Almighty God
来完全依赖那位全能的神
it's through these experiences we even discover more about our beloved Lord and howWe can trust him to fulfill his promises.
所以只有借着这样的经历，我们才能够更多的认识我们所爱的那位主。我们怎么样来相信他可以来完全完成他的应许
？Now, unfortunately, often we prolong the misery because we make excuses.
很多的时候，我们让这样的苦难变得更长，因为我们有很多的借口。
We blame others, or we even blame God.
我们来埋怨别人，甚至有的时候我们埋怨神。
But Abraham accepted his correction and it said he set up an altar.
但是亚伯拉罕他接受了神的改正他设立了一个祭坛。
He set up an altar and he called on the name of the Lord.
他来呼求神的名。
Abraham returned to prayer and nurturing this relationship with God. 所以
他回到祷告的里面来培育与神的这个交通。
Prayer is essential, and it's how we discern what the will of God is.
借着祷告，我们才能分辨神的心意。
And it's how we bring all things back to Jesus.
也把所有的事都带回到我们的主耶稣的面前。
Prayer is where we say, "Not my will, but Thy will be done, Lord."
祷告是我们说，不是靠着我们的心意，乃是你的心意成就。
And God was.Pleased to continue then to grow Abraham up.
所以神就很喜悦要在信心的里面让亚伯拉罕更加成长。
To continue to grow him in faith.
在信心里面让他更长成。
But Abraham had to give up his ideas and his ways of doing things.
所以亚伯拉罕要把他的想法他的做法都放到脑后。
He had to trust God, the one who does keep his promises.
他要来完全依赖神，神会神是那一位应许的神。
Now Abraham also was a very hard worker.
当然，亚伯拉罕工作也很辛劳。
You might remember that Abraham and Lot both had gained a lot of livestock and servants through the blessings of the Lord as they wandered.
你也许记得，因着神的祝福，亚伯拉罕和罗德他们都有了很多的家畜仆人。
So much so that the place they lived could no longer sustain the two of them because of the amount of livestock and servants they had.
所以因着他们有这样多的家畜和仆人，所以他们住的那个地方就容不下他们两人。
So Abraham had to separate from his nephew Lot, who had journeyed there from Ur with him.
所以亚伯拉罕要和罗德分开，而罗德自从乌尔开始就一直跟着他。
And we see Abraham exercise some incredible faith and say, Lot, you choose first.
所以我们可以看到亚伯拉罕在这里操练他的信心，他告诉罗德说，你可以先选你要去哪里。
And of course, Lot looked around and took notice of the area.
你知道罗德就四处张望。
And we know that Lot chose a land that looked very well watered, fertile.
所以我们看到罗德就选了那滋润肥沃的地方。
And he journeyed as far as Sodom.
他就去到了那个索多玛。
He thought that looked very rich and pleasing.
所以他看到那里是丰富的，而且悦人眼目。
And the word of God describes the men of Sodom as wicked exceedingly and sinners against the Lord.
而神的话说，索多玛人是罪大恶极的。
So what looked good to man was in fact full of sin and debauchery.
而在人眼里所看为好的，其实是充满了罪和放荡的。
And yet Lot chose to dwell there because he made his choice by man's wisdom, by what he saw.
而罗德因着人的智慧就选择住在那里。
Abraham, on the other hand, trusted God.
而亚伯拉罕另一方面他完全信任主。
And God led him into Canaan.
而神就把他带到迦南。
Now, from man's viewpoint at that time, Canaan was not much to look at.
而从人的观点来说，迦南当时并不是一块很好的地方。
A land that required digging very deep wells to find water.
而在那里你甚至要挖很深的井才能找到水。
And Abraham had many livestock and many servants to care for.
亚伯拉罕有很多的家畜和仆人。
And so we see Abraham and his servants digging many wells.
所以你看亚伯拉罕的仆人一起打了很多的井。
Abraham had to spend much time caring for the things the Lord had given him.
亚伯拉罕要花很多的时间来掌管这些神所赐给他的。
But Abraham did not possess these things.
但是亚伯拉罕其实并不拥有这些。
Abraham did not hold tightly to the blessings of the Lord.
而亚伯拉罕并没有抓住并不是紧紧抓住神给他的祝福。
But rather he held tightly to the blesser, the Lord Jesus himself.
而他仅仅是抓住的是那位施福者，是主他自己。
And he used these challenges in his life, he used these experiences to grow in a deeper relationship with the Lord.
他借着这边生活当中的难处这些经历来培养他，来更深的加深他与主的交通。
A relationship of dependence.
是这样一个依赖的关系。
He recognized he was but a steward of the Lord's provision and all belonged to the Lord.
他认识到他不过是神所赐一切的管家。
And we see Abraham dedicating time to talk to the Lord.
我们看到他分别时间来和主交通。
To meditate upon God's word.
来思想他的话语。
To consider God's promises.
来思想他的应许。
Such intimacy became true friendship.
而这样的经历就让他成为神的朋友。
Are we growing into being a friend of God?
我们也长成是成为神的朋友吗？
God called Abraham his friend.
神叫亚伯拉罕作为他的朋友。
And as his relationship deepened with the Lord was pleased to reveal his heart to Abraham.
所以当他与主的交通更近深的时候，主就很乐意将他的心意向亚伯拉罕显明。
To declare and reiterate his promises to Abraham.
来告诉他更多他的应许。
Including the promise to Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars and as numerous as the sand by the seashore.
包括这个应许说他的后代要如天上的星海边的沙那样众多。
What an incredible promise.
这是何等的应许。
And Abraham believed that promise.
而亚伯拉罕也信。
But yet still there was times where Abraham sort of used his own mind to think of some of the things of God.
但是很多的时候亚伯拉罕还是用他自己的脑袋来想。
So he was getting very old, but yet the Lord kept promising all these descendants.
他当然年纪越来越长，但是神还是应许他有很多的后代。
So then his wife Sarah came up with this great plan.
所以他的妻子撒拉就有了这样一个很好的计划。
She would give her maid Hagar to Abraham, and then she could raise the baby as their own.
所以他要让他的侍女夏甲来为亚伯拉罕生养后代。
And they felt they needed to take action before it was too late. They had to help God.
他们觉得他们要来帮助神在在时间过得太晚之前做些什么。
I mean, they were really simply trying to help God fulfill his promises.
他们只不过是来帮助神来完成他的应许。
And this is often man's reasoning.
这是人的理由。
But the Lord was actually bringing Abraham to the end of himself.
但是主其实是要带亚伯拉罕到他自己的尽头。
A place where Abraham realized that he could not do it in his own strength.
让亚伯拉罕意识到他不能靠着他自己的力量。
He could not fulfill God's desires and commands through his own wisdom.
他不能靠着他自己的聪明来完成神的心意。
And to quit trying to help God and simply be a vessel where the Lord could live out his life through him.
不再试着来帮助神，而是只是成为一个这样的一个器皿，主的生命可以借着这器皿活出来。
Where God's life could come forth.
而神的生命可以彰显出来。
The Lord brought Abraham to a point where it seemed absolutely impossible that he could fulfill this promise.
而神带亚伯拉罕到了这样一个地步，好像看起来已经不可能来完成神的应许。
And so Abraham had to make a decision.
所以亚伯拉罕需要做这样一个决定。
Look at the thick fog, the impossibility of the situation around him.
只是看到这个他周围不可能的环境和那个浓雾。
Or to trust God to fulfill his own promises.
还是相信神会完成他的应许。
Now we know from the story the failure of Operation Hagar.
我们知道夏甲这事所带来的失败。
Which brought Ishmael into the world.
所以以实玛利来到这个世上。
Abraham ultimately had to let go of his ideas and thoughts of how to fulfill God's promise.
所以亚伯拉罕最后得把他自己的想法和他想怎么样来帮助神完成他心意放到一边。
So Abraham put all on the altar.
所以亚伯拉罕把所有这一切都放到祭坛上。
He saw something of this aspect that this life is a training and a preparation for eternity.
所以他把这一切看作这个生命当中的训练来预备为着永生。
And he kept his eyes ultimately looking towards that city, the city of God.
而他的眼睛是盯在那神的城。
Abraham experienced living in the kingdom of God in his day while also being prepared for that ultimate eternal kingdom.
所以即使亚伯拉罕在世上的日子他也有这样的一个经历并有这样的预备来活在神永远的国里面。
And even though he didn't understand it all, he knew God.
虽然他不完全懂得但是他认识神。
And even through his mistakes,then he was able to repent and be restored to communion with the Lord.
虽然他也犯错误，但是即使这样，他还是与神有更深的交通。
And to continue growing in a deeper relationship with the Lord.
与神有一个更亲密的关系。
Now this is when the Lord came and actually told him what was about to happen to Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以主就来到他面前，告诉他，索多玛和俄摩拉所要发生的事。
The Lord was going to pass judgment, and he said, I have to tell my friend Abraham.
而神要审判这两座城市，但是他说，我需要告诉我的朋友。
The Lord trusted Abraham, and Abraham learned a very important lesson about trusting God.
神信任亚伯拉罕，而亚伯拉罕也学了这样一个功课。
The Lord told Abraham what he was about to do.
所以主就告诉亚伯拉罕他所要做的。
And then Abraham even pleaded with the Lord.
而亚伯拉罕甚至为着这两座城来向主求情。
And after a lengthy dialogue, Abraham said, "Even if you find 10 righteous people, will you save the city?"
啊，所以经过一个很长的一个谈话，最后亚伯拉罕说，如果这个城里只有十个义人，你可不可以救了这城？
And then Abraham found that he finally got to the point where he had to let it all go and put it in the hands of the Lord.
所以最后亚伯拉罕意识到，他必须放弃，完全交托给主。
To trust the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, to trust Lot into the hands of the Lord.
而把那里的人和他的侄儿罗德交到主的手里。
And the reality is, there is not one righteous apart from our Lord.
事实上，除了我们的主以外，没有一人。
And the Lord went down to Sodom and Gomorrah, and he found one family that even was remotely responding to him.
而主来到这个。所多玛的时候发现只有一个家有一点点向他的话语有回应。
Lot's family was knew the Lord, had some response to the Lord, but yet the world still had a grasp upon him.
虽然罗德和他们的家人认识神的话，但是这个世界还是有东西抓住他们。
And then we know that the Lord ultimately saves and delivers Lot and his two daughters from the judgment he passes on Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以，当主救罗德和他两个女儿出了，在那个他审判，这两个城市之前。
And Abraham stayed and prayed because that was the only thing he could do. Pray that the Lord's perfect will would be done.
而亚伯拉罕就在一边祷告，这是他唯一能做的。就是主的心意成就。
And then as we see Lot and his two daughters saved, we still see the sad story of Lot's wife who could not turn her back upon the world.
所以我们看到虽然罗德和他两个女儿被救，但是他的妻子却灭亡，因为他不能把世界放到脑后。
Now this, even thinking about this story this week just reminded me something again about our responsibility and our place of dependence in prayer.
所以这件事就提醒我们，我们要过这样依赖的生活和我们的祷告。
Prayer for others and prayer for our children.
为着众人祷告，也为我们的儿女祷告。
We absolutely have to teach and train our children.
我们当然需要来教导、来训练我们的儿女。
But even as Elliot pointed out in his opening, we do not raise them for our goals and our desires.
但是我们养育我们的儿女不是为着我们的目标。
We raise them for the Lord and we have to consecrate them to the Lord.
我们是为着主来养育他们，我们也必须要把他们奉献给主。
Ultimately, they will have to take hold of that which takes hold of them, the Lord Jesus.
因为最后他们也必须要抓住这一位他们所属的主。
They will have to come into that personal relationship.
他们必须与主有这样个人亲密的关系。
And our role is continuing fervently in prayer on their behalf.
而我们所要做的就是为着他们恒切祷告。
And in representing a life of dependence to them.
来让向他们显明这样一个完全依赖的生活。
We have to even ask ourselves from time to time, is what we're doing helping them, supporting the Lord's work in their life, or is it hindering the Lord's work?
我们有的时候要问我们自己，在我们的儿女的身上，我们很多时候是来支持主的工作，还是来阻碍主的工作
？And we have to turn it all totally over to the Lord.
而我们必须把它完全交给主。
Now Abraham trusted the Lord, and in the Lord's perfect timing, he fulfilled his promises.
当然，主亚伯拉罕相信主会成就他的应许
，including even the promise.Of having a child,
包括他和撒拉要有一个孩子。
So though they were way beyond childbearing age, Abraham and Sarah had Isaac.
所以虽然他们已经远远超过了生育的年龄，但是他们有了以撒。
At a stage in their life when they were totally dependent upon the Lord, it was no longer physically possible.
而在那个时候，他们已经完全依赖主。
They knew what he wanted.
他们知道主要什么
They knew the promises of the Lord. It was their desire to fulfill them. It was the Lord's desire that it be fulfilled.
他们知道主的心意，他们愿意成就，也知道主愿意他成就。
But they'd also come to a point where they knew that it was only in total dependence that they could fulfill that will that the Lord had for them.
他们也知道，他们只有完全依赖，才能让主的心意成就。
And when Isaac was born, Abraham rejoiced.
当然，当以撒出生的时候，亚伯拉罕很喜乐。
Says he praised and worshipped the Lord.
他赞美敬拜主。
And he loved Isaac.
他也爱以撒。
And then this led to Abraham's ultimate test.
所以亚伯拉罕就受这样一个试炼。
A shocking directive from the Lord.
他得到了主这样一个好像一个令人震惊的一个指示。
The Lord is asking me to sacrifice my own son.
主让我把我自己唯一的儿子献祭。
The son that is the link to the promise that is to be the descendants.
而这个儿子是神给我的应许，会有很多众多后代的唯一的一个联系。
How will the descendants be more numerous than the stars?
那如果没有了以撒，怎么可能还有众多的后代呢？
The son that was to fulfill God's purpose?
而这个儿子是为着成就主的心意。
It really didn't make sense.
这好像听起来不可思议。
But Abraham had to let go of even the hold he had on his son.
所以亚伯拉罕必须让他自己的想法放下他自己的想法和他的儿子。
And he had to commit Isaac totally into the hands of the Lord.
他必须把以撒完全交到主的手里。
Do we believe what God says?
我们信神的话吗？
Do we trust God?
我们信什么？
Do we understand that his purpose is much higher and much holier than even we can imagine at times?
我们认识到他的旨意是超过我们所求所想的吗？
Or much holier and higher than we can even fully understand.
是超过我们所能明白的吗？
And are we willing to lay down our plans for ourselves and for our children?
我们是不是愿意把我们自己的计划，我们儿女身上的计划抛到脑后？
To pass up what even seems to be good in order to gain the very best.
让我们把这些所谓看起来好的东西放到一边，来得着神要我们得着最好的。
To fulfill the purpose of God for which we and they were created for.
来成就主的心意，这是一位创造我们的主。
Abraham counted the Lord as faithful.
亚伯拉罕以神为信实的。
And he reached a point where he believed that if this is what the Lord is saying, he could even raise him from the dead.
因为他知道主甚至可以从死里面把以撒带回。
And he laid aside his human wisdom and he totally depended upon the Lord.
他把人的智慧放到一边，完全来依赖主。
And then he did even receive Isaac back from the dead in a way.
他也是真的是从死里面得回了以撒。
The Lord was able to discern Abraham's heart.
主来分辨亚伯拉罕的心。
He knew Abraham was willing to let go of everything.
他知道亚伯拉罕愿意放弃一切。
In order to hold on tightly to the Lord.
来抓住他的主。
And then the Lord intervened and he provided the sacrifice.
而主就预备了公羊。
He provided a ram as a substitute for Isaac.
他预备公羊来代替以撒献祭。
And then Abraham and Isaac together worshipped the Lord.
所以亚伯拉罕和以撒一起来敬拜主。
And Abraham's sight continued to look through the fog of this life to the city of God.
所以亚伯拉罕在灵里面的眼睛继续不断地通过越过这些雾来看到神的城。
Abraham saw this life was but a preparation and the Lord had even a more glorious purpose.
亚伯拉罕意识到他的生活不过是这样的预备，因为主要给他一个更高更荣美的。
And that purpose ultimately included all believers together partaking of this city.
那个旨意包括所有的信徒来完全充满主的心意。
So Abraham was faithful to continue to grow in this dependence.
所以亚伯拉罕因着信，他继续来过这样一个依赖的生活。
And to rest in that dependence that perfects us to fulfill God's purpose.
而这样一个依赖的生活让我们得以完全 来满足使神的荣耀得以完全。
And ultimately to fulfill his the fullness of his purpose.
也为着他心意完全得着成就。
A city compact together.
是这样一座城。
Or this picture of a bride made ready for the Lord Jesus' return.
这样一个新妇为主预备装饰整齐。
We even see this picture in the Old Testament as we went through it this morning.
我们在那个旧约当中也看到这样一幅图画。
Represented again in the New Testament in John chapter 15.
也在新约的约翰福音十五章里面再让我们看到。
This concept of abiding in the vine and being connected to the Lord Jesus, the source of life.
与主同住。
We have to be fully connected and dependent upon His Holy Spirit.
我们必须与主有完全的交通，有完全的依赖。
For the life of Jesus to flow through us and to bear forth the fruit of Jesus.
所以耶稣的生命就可以借着我们彰显，并且完全的流淌出来。
That fruit that does declare His excellencies, the one who has drawn us out of darkness into His light.
而这样的一个果子就把他这一位救我们出黑暗如奇妙光明者的美德彰显出来。
Learning to be absolutely dependent is the only way to take hold of being God's own possession.
完全的依赖是成为属神子民的唯一道路。
Let's pray.
让我们一起有祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for your faithfulness.
主，我们感谢你的信实。
We thank you for the fact that you are firmly seated on the throne.
你今天坐在高天宝座之上。
And Lord, we thank you for your love that continues to work and to deliver us from the grip that this self-life and world has on us.
你的爱继续的不断的来拯救我们，来脱离这个世界，脱离我们自己的想法。
Lord, it is our desire to be a people that respond to your calling and to your working.
主，我们愿意向你的恩召有回应。
You have made us your own possession.
你让我们成为属神的子民。
Lord, may we let go of our ideas, thoughts, and will so that we may take hold fully of what you've provided.
主，愿意我们把我们自己的想法抛到脑后，来完全，来紧紧抓住你所应许我们的。
And may we learn to be dependent upon you.
让我们来过一个完全依赖的生活。
Dependent upon your Holy Spirit.
来完全依赖圣灵。
That allows you to fulfill your desires.
如此，你可以完全成就你的心意。
That allows you to have a people that testifies of the excellencies of Jesus.
让你得着这一班民，可以完全彰显你的美德。
And that does provide for your soon and coming return.
也为着你的再来。
We pray these things in your name, Lord Jesus.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.